That would be Congress member Jackie Speier.
The vote will probably show a strong majority of members. I think it'll exceed 218.
That's because she says the closed-door testimony has been very clear-cut.
It is creating a picture that is one that is undeniable, that the president in his own actions corroborated the whistleblower.
And she says she believes the president can see the direction this is going in.
I think the nail-biting may be going on in the White House and not in Congress. I mean, the case has been made so dramatically on so many levels.
This vote simply makes the closed-door briefings available to the other members of Congress, but it's being closely watched anyway because it's the first full House vote on this inquiry since it was launched over the president's conversations with Ukraine. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.